What can I say? Introduction. Do you need an introduction word? Vince? If you do, you have to come here and give us an introduction word. This is our concept. This is this concept in Christianity. Throughout your whole Christian life, you need somebody to explain the word to you. Right? Because without somebody explaining to you, then you think you don't understand the word. But this is really a deception from the enemy. It's a deception. How come you understand so many things, but you don't understand the word of God? Is it logical? If you read a novel, do you need a professor to tell you the novel? When you are a child, read one of those fairy tales. They need your explanation. How come when you read the Bible, you need somebody to explain to you? Some years ago when I was in the Bay Area, right, Mary, when we were in the Bay Area, one family got saved in a home and got baptized even. And a brother brought a stack of books to him. I said, no, he doesn't need the books. He just needs one book. The Bible. The Word of God. And that newly saved brother told me, but I don't understand the Bible. I said, you just got saved and you already have the concept, you don't understand the Bible. I said, have you ever read the Bible? He says, no. Then how do you know you don't understand the Bible? The person didn't read the Bible yet in his life. And he had a concept so hard, I cannot understand. I don't understand the Bible. So I told that brother, please don't give him the books. He needs the Word of God. What is the first verse in the Bible, brother? Please help me. In the beginning, what happened? Come on! In the beginning, what?
God created the heavens and the earth.
Who is the youngest person here? Do you understand that language, that first verse? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Who created in the beginning? God, you see? Even the youngest among us understood. How come people say, I don't understand the Bible? Isn't it easy in the beginning? What does it mean? Please give me a message in the beginning. Who created? It was God, right? Troy, isn't it easy? We don't need anyone. No. The more you read the Bible, the more you will understand. It is in plain language. What did God create the first day? What did He say? And God says, let there be light. And
there was light.
light.
Give me a message. Actually, it is very simple. So simple that even a young one who reads it can understand.
Yeah.
Right? This is why in this gathering, the Lord told me, no outline. Outline is out. Right? You need an outline. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 says what? We're going to have a time of fellowship in the book of Hebrews, and you forgot chapter 1, verse 1.
God, who at various times and in various ways
send a prophet to teach you. No. And today he sends pastors and brothers who preach and give us messages and hold the conferences to us. Right? What did he say? How did he speak to us today?
Through his son.
No. Through the pastors. Through the elders.
Through the word.
God speaks to us by and through and in his son. That's simple, right? Troy, do you understand that? Oh, yeah. Do you need somebody to explain to you? No. So please read the word and let God, through his son, speak to you. That's it. We can all go home now. You can all go back to Chuncheon. That's why there's no outline. Because the word is simple and clear. You think God will speak something to you which you will never understand? When you speak to your son, do you speak in a deep philosophy and very philosophical, and then Ivanka will say, what are you talking about? Send me a pastor to interpret what you are speaking to me. Oh, call your mom. Call mom to come and explain to me what daddy is speaking, right? Right, Ivan? When your husband spoke to Ivanka, you should be standing there interpreting. No. But we, the believers today, we need people to tell us. So sad. Right. That's why I almost told the brothers, no more conferences.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yes. Very true.
We all need to come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. You will never speak something to your son, right, Vince, that he will not understand. But God is not as wise as you. He didn't know that. He spoke so many things that we don't understand. And we need some doctors of theology to explain, to teach us, to replace God's Son. Because God's Son is not good enough. Huh? Right? Everybody's quiet. Well, praise the Lord. It doesn't mean that we don't need fellowship, but God will never speak something to you that you will not understand. Yeah. But we do need fellowship. Because definitely your children cannot understand everything. Right? They need not just explanation. What do they need? Training. How can you train a 3-year-old physics? You cannot. Train them to grow, to mature. Right. Amazing, your children understand so many things now. Right. Yesterday I told Ileana, you're a little sister. No, I'm a big sister. I told him, yeah, but there are some bigger sisters. But even she knows, she has grown. She understands so many things now. It's the growth, the maturity that caused Ileana to understand so many things, right? You don't need to explain. Sometimes they even know more than you. At least that's what they think. Right? Mm-hmm. They always think they know better. The more they grow, they think they know better than Daddy and Mommy. Yeah, yeah, they begin to argue with you. But you know, Christians don't argue with the pastors. They say amen, 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 and amen, and amen, and amen to everything. Even if it's wrong, they say amen. So don't say amen so quickly, okay? Please. Otherwise, you'll be saying amen to your own message. It's a strange conference. So, I don't know what introduction I can say about the book of Hebrews. Somebody tells a joke. Who brews your coffee at home? They came up with such a strange thought. It's not she brews, but it's he brews coffee. What an interpretation. You see, this is a terrible interpretation. Instead of hearing God, they think about coffee. Brewing coffee. Not Shebrews, but Hebrews. People have strange thoughts and concepts. Right. So, the introduction is, go home and read Hebrews. Not just one time, not just two times. The more you read it, the more you see things in the Lord, the more the Lord will be speaking to you.
Amen.
Right? So, this is what we need everyone to do in these days. When we are in the book of Hebrews, read it.
Amen.
Don't depend on the message. The word itself is clear enough. Right. But nevertheless, sometimes fellowship is needed. Right. In every book, the emphasis is always Christ. So Hebrews chapter 1 tells us this wonderful Christ is God. Yeah. He created everything, the heavens and the earth. Let us go to Hebrews chapter 1. God has spoken to us today by His Son, so He's the Son of God. He's the Son of God. Chapter 2 tells us He's the Son of Man. But here He's the Son of God, whom He has appointed heir over all things, through whom also He made the worlds, the heaven and the earth. The whole universe is created by the Lord. So who created the heavens and the earth? But is it a Father or is it a Son? What did John say? In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
So what was He, the Word or God? Who can explain that? So are they two or are they one?
Two equals one.
Equals one? You're not wrong. Because the Word, it didn't say equals God, the Word was God. So in the beginning was the Word was God. No, it didn't say that. It says the Word was what? So how many? If the Word was with God, one or two? Huh? And the Word was God. So is it one or two?
One.
So the Word was with God. There are two. And then it says the Word was God. So there's only one. So are they one or two? We just say amen to God's Word. And all things was created by Him, by whom? Who is He here? Hmm? God? Or is it the Word? So we cannot just use our mind and understanding, just receive it. Amen. And without Him, was nothing created as I was created. So, it is not simple. Hebrews said that, John said that, Paul said that in Colossians, who created everything? The Son. The Son created everything. Everything. He's the firstborn of all creation, right? He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Why? What is that? I heard a message a long time ago. It says, oh, Christ is even a creature. Because he's the firstborn of all creation. So, is God part of the creation? Then how come he's called the firstborn of all creation? Who can understand that? You don't need to understand. Just believe it. Amen. But Paul explained it. Why? Yeah. Because everything was created in him, through him, and unto him. Is the word clear enough? So is he the first one created? So the firstborn there doesn't mean that he is part of the creation, he was created. No. Right. So we need to see this. Our Lord Jesus Christ is God Himself. He's God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was nothing made that was made. Goodness, wonderful. Wonderful. Our Lord Jesus Christ is God Himself. So why is He called the Son of God? Right. So just read and mingle with faith and do not become complicated. If you read a word of God and become complicated, you won't be going forward. Right. Yeah. Thomas, when he saw the Lord and touched the Lord, he says what? My Lord and my God. He's God. So I appreciate this so much. In this last day, spoken to us by His Son, whom He had appointed heirs of all things, through whom He also made the worlds, the universe. And all things were made by Him. Amazing. It's really, really amazing. So don't try to just understand it by your own. Mingle it with faith. Just read it. And the Lord will enlighten us. The Lord will enlighten.
Amen.
Right. And He's the brightness of God's glory, the expressed image of His person. So what did the Lord say when He was on this earth? If you see me, you see me. if you see me, you see who? Hmm. Why? When I see you, do I see your Father? No, because He's the Father. And he himself said in the Gospel of John, I and my Father are one. Amazing. This is really amazing. And he uphold all things by the word of his power. My goodness, right? It's wonderful. Just read it. Just read it. And when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Just these wonderful verses should tell us so many wonderful things. And the main point is, today he is not just the Lamb of God who purged away our sins and sitting on the throne. What about what happens in between all of these? Right. Chapter 8, verse 1 says, what is the main point? We have a Savior who died for us. No, David? What did he say?
The high priest.
Is that the main point? Okay, what is the main point of your Christian life? Perhaps in the last few years, yes. But before that, we always emphasize, right? The Savior who died for us on the cross. Then you're still in the Gospel. Behold the Lamb of God. But later on, in the book of Hebrews, in the book of 2 Peter and 1 Peter, and then in Revelation chapter 1, behold what? The great high priest. The great high priest. We need to see this wonderful great high priest today.
Amen.
Especially if we are for the priesthood, practice the priesthood. The great high priest. And this is why the book of Hebrews is very, very important. Yeah. He's the great high priest today. You cannot be a proper priest, and we cannot practice the proper priesthood without knowing the great high priest. So the Lord Jesus became the Lamb of God to be crucified for us as sacrifice for sin, but after that he rose again, and that's it, sitting on the throne. No, we need today to see he is the great high priest. What is the great high priest doing? To die again daily for you? To train us to be the holy and royal priesthood. What is easier, to be saved or to become a king?
Be saved.
To be constituted a king, the priesthood. It's just amazing. So this is why we need a book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews is very crucial, very important. Doesn't mean that other books are not important. Yes, they are the steps that bring us to the book of Hebrews and then to the fulfillment. Right. The Bible is a book that has a progression from the Gospel to the book of Acts, then through the epistles. At the end, we go to the book of Hebrews, and then we reach the book of Revelation. It's a wonderful book. It's an amazing book. It goes from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Genesis is the beginning. Revelation is the end. A wonderful book. Yeah. So, are you saved? Yes, yeah, a Christian who would say, yes. How? Oh, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and I'm baptized. Now, what if Romans chapter 8 says, right, and chapter 5, beginning first chapter 5, just by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it says, much more we shall be saved by his life. Much more. Not just by the death of our Lord Jesus Christ crucified on a cross. That's wonderful. But that's just the start. That's just the beginning. Right? We are reconciled to God by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he died, he bore our sins. So now we are reconciled to God. But is that good enough? There's much more. We shall be saved by his life. Right? Because if you're saved, you're just saved, forgiven, but sin and death still have dominion over you. This is a problem. And so Romans chapter 8 is to be saved from sin, from the law of sin and death, to be set free. Not just forgiven, but set free. So many Christians are not free. They're still bound by the flesh, by the law. The law is very powerful. So being baptized into Christ is to be baptized into his death. So from now on, if somebody is being baptized, we should tell them to read, you're being baptized firstly into his death. And what happened? You died. You want to die? The self, the flesh, the old man is crucified. Otherwise, in your whole Christian life, you'll have problem with your old man. Yeah. But then that's not the end. You're resurrected with him. It's not just to be baptized into the water and that's it. Oh, I'm baptized. But the reality of baptism is you're baptized into his death. It's wonderful to die. Right? Because a dead man can do no wrong. Right. I have been crucified with Christ. I just wonder how Paul got this wonderful revelation. Yeah. Right. So, may the Lord open our eyes and renew our mind to understand the Word, not by our natural way of understanding and interpretation, but by the anointing teaching us all things. We have an anointing in us. Which no one can replace. And today we need to see him as the great heavenly high priest. Walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. Not just to take a walk, but to train us to be the real priests of God.
Amen.
And this is why we need a book of Hebrews. It's an amazing book. And this is also the purpose why the Lord came, become a man, not just to save us, not just to die for us, but to become that great heavenly high priest to bring us to perfection in a priesthood. Don't take it lightly. Yeah. So read a book. Okay? That's it.
Great.
Read Hebrews. Has nothing to do with coffee, okay? Read it and you will understand. And you will see. And the Lord, through the anointing, will even write His word into your hearts. The Bible is not good enough. It has to be written in our heart.
Amen.
And in our mind. Yeah. And this is very clear in the book of Hebrews. Yeah. Okay? If it's not written in our heart, it's no good. And Paul said the same thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The ministry of the new covenant is to write the word by the Spirit. The Spirit is the ink. To write His word into our heart, to inscribe it. That's the main difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. The old covenant is inscribed in a tablet of stone. And in the new covenant, it is in the iPad. If that's the case, you're dead.
That's right.
Must be inscribed in our heart.
Amen.
And in our mind.
There you go.
It becomes our life. So that's the way to prepare for the Lord's coming. Not to know more doctrines and teachings, but to have the living word inscribed in our heart.
Amen.
Yeah. So you don't need to teach others. Where is it written that we shouldn't be many teachers? Oh, come on. James. Don't you all be many teachers. Why? Because you taught others and you yourself didn't do it, so you're going to receive more punishment. So when the Lord comes back, who is going to get more punishments? So don't be one, okay? That's why I'm trying to make it short. Otherwise, I'll get more punishment.